A Christian medical team heads to Indonesia for earthquake relief. A damaged missionary plane is crucial to outreach in Papua New Guinea. And an American radio celebrity touts ministry in Jamaica. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Indonesia headlines today's news. More than 500,000 people remain homeless and medical needs abound. HCJB World Radio is sending a medical team from Ecuador to Indonesia to help, as they did during the recent Pakistan quake. Steve, a doctor who joined the relief team, says,
"This seems to be a more heavily populated area than the last two experiences we've had. That means concentrated injuries and concentrated wounded, whereas the last time we were there, the patients were spread out all over a large area."
Steve says this will be a good opportunity to explain love on a deeper level. Healthcare Division Director Sheila Leach is encouraging people to pray.
"They will be the other side of the world, and so getting there is going to be draining physically. It's going to be very tiring. Our team will need superhuman strength, because when they hit the ground, they're going to be working. So they need strength. They need health. We need God's hand of protection upon them."
Next, Wycliffe Associates' newest airplane recently suffered a lightning strike mid-flight in Papua New Guinea. President Bruce Smith:
"Unfortunately, there was tremendous damage to the wing and to the engine on the right side of the plane, and so put the airplane out of commission. And so we've been in the process of helping them to develop the funding needed to repair this unanticipated damage to the airplane."
Smith says the King Air is a specialized airplane designed to carry many passengers and heavy loads over long distances. The plane just returned to service at a price tag of over $300,000. Smith explains why they need help with funding this crucial repair.
"This is the key resource to get missionaries and to enable translators to work in the most remote parts of the world, that basically without this resource, they do not have access to Bible translation. And so it's an essential working tool. You've got to have that kind of support in these remote parts of the world."
You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship announced the results of a study that will have a profound impact on spreading the gospel in hard-to-access areas. It's called Operation Access. MAF's Ghislaine Benny spearheaded the effort. It focuses on 364 sectors in 64 countries where people are unreached because of transportation, communication, and other barriers. Benny says the results won't just help MAF,
but also to share it across Christendom, so that together we can all develop strategies that would be effective in reaching some vast areas with countless number of people.
The $500,000 project, Benny says, is already being used by MAF.
"The results are in the hands of all of our program managers, the MAF leadership, all of our operation folks, and they are using that information as a basis for prioritizing where MAF will open a program."
Go to our website to get more information. And radio talk show host Mike Gallagher is the 8th most recognized radio talk personality in the U.S. He was recently introduced to one agency whose passion and ministry zeal got his attention.
"When I first learned about a group called Food for the Poor, I started to research them. I started to study them because something about this group touched my heart. And eventually we got to a point where we could put together this broadcast where I could come with a group of people from Food for the Poor and tour communities all throughout Jamaica."
Gallagher did his national broadcast live from Kingston, Jamaica, to raise funds for 15 homes. Observing faith in action, he commented on the ministry aspect of the teams that build the homes.
"That's what Food for the Poor is all about. They have touched thousands of people's lives just in a relatively short period of time, in the last couple of decades that they have been in operation."
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.